Welcome to the Fear Fiction Podcast. Fearfic is the term for short horror fiction, mostly posted on the web. It includes any and all related subgenres. Join three assholes, talking basement goo slime beast, inebriated interstellar traveler Abysme, and irritable ghostly man whore Dead Pallet, as they read all stories horror and internet related, paragraph by paragraph, and bullshit while they do it. From adolescent revenge fantasies to subtle postmodern narratives about real-life events and everything in between, they read it and critique. You better believe it. Kick it to the cold open, white boy.
So my girlfriend talks in her sleep, and she says a lot of very hateful things about me because I've started getting into Warhammer 40K, which is probably the height of nerddom, I would say. Like it's hard to imagine anything more nerdy than buying miniatures, assembling them, painting them, and then playing with them.
Do you talk to them?
No.
You took too long to answer, sorry.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely don't ask the Emperor for protection. I mean, she's just jealous, right?
Can I...
I can field this question for you.
Okay.
You are giving Games Workshop... A horrible company money. So yeah. Whatever your girlfriend is saying in this scenario is correct.
Hmm. Okay. I mean, they're from Nottingham. That area is pretty impoverished. I got to give them something.
True. Well, bear this in mind. They tried to copyright the term Space Marine.
Yeah, they did.
Well, what? How can they do that? What's going to be the name of our space force? You know, when it comes time to actually fulfill that.
Oh, that's great. No, okay. So like, Donald Trump is just like, we need space. We need. Oh my God! Can someone do a Trump?
Hello.
Can someone do a Trump?
Not I am me. A Donald Trump.
Look at me.
I'm Donald Trump. How are you doing?
I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm doing Ben Shapiro's Donald Trump. His terrible, nonsensical Donald Trump sounds nothing like Donald Trump.
God damn it.
Where he just has, where it's like he just drank hot coffee and he burned his tongue. No. So Donald Trump is like, we need Space Marines. And
that still
and
sounds then, really sassy.
Yeah. Well, he's kind of a sassy guy. He's a little sassy.
Yeah.
DP, you just have resting sass. That's true. Like your default. So... It's bleeding through.
I don't like where this is coming from, and I think it's coming from a bad place when you're saying that. I don't like your input about that. And I don't
we
think
we need
cut out
space
to be a...
Marines. We need everyone who's 7 feet tall. They need to be in the Marines. We're going to give them big-ass guns. That's what's going to happen.
And it's just like, you can't name them Space Marines. That's copywritten. It's like, well, I'll let them have... You're fired rights if they let me have Space Marine rights.
Hmm. Well, I mean, that's Games Workshop's own dumbass fault for backing out of the Blizzard deal they had way back when, which eventually birthed StarCraft. And now...
What?
Yeah.
No, I know about that. But, like, what what kind of company shoots themselves in the foot more than Games Workshop?
Well, now, like, for better or for worse, they will license fucking anything because they regret that decision so much, and it has been producing some pretty fun video games, believe it or not. So it just took them like 10 years to figure it out.
It is the national sport of South Korea. StarCraft 2.
Are we thinking of the year 2020 U.S. President Jeff Kaplan?
Hello, citizens. President Kaplan here.
We have a new economics plan. We think you're really going to like it.
Called loot boxes.
we're replacing Meals on Wheels, and it's going to feel really good. Everybody's going to get to earn food boxes.
You don't know what you're going to get, but there might be a really cool skin in there.
They have, like, you know, just all these different things in the box that you could get, like, slices of bologna, you could get bread, you could get, like, spray-on butter. But every time you open it, you get all fucking sprays, you know?
Instead of State of the Union addresses, it's just patch notes.
No, so you don't get... It's not Meals on Wheels. It's every social program.
Oh,
Every
God.
social program is just in the loot box, and you don't know what you're going to get.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
President
Yes.
Jeff
Be...
Kaplan, Vice President Matt Pat. Boxes for everything.
So
oh my God.
We've adjusted the drop rates, and so you're
they
going to get...
They literally drop
you
them
might...
into the communities.
Yes.
They airdrop them.
You might get free health care. You might get a lower tax rate. It really depends, but we've adjusted the drop rates. We think you're really going to like it. You're not getting duplicates as much anymore.
Now, hey, everybody. Hello, America. President Kaplan here. Now, you may have noticed that the Secretary of State has been missing for a while. There's been a lot of talk that he was sort of useless in his position. So what we're doing now is, as you can see, the Secretary of State can now jump twice as high. We've given him a robot laser arm. His
I'm not
ultimate...
calling him a space marine because I can't use that word, but
that's true.
Imagine one.
His ultimate is that he can say really offensive things and not be removed from office. But...
I think a lot of presidents could get away with that.
Yeah.
Secretaries of State. You could do whatever you want as a Secretary of State. No one pays attention to
right.
that.
On Secretary's Day, do they give them presents too, or
are we gonna pay attention to the fact that our Secretary of State seems to be not a little person but an actual dwarf and seems to be the only one in existence and has a robot arm?
Don't pay attention to that.
The Secretary of State is going over to see what the military has in terms of new technology, and they bring out this turret and it breaks, and the Secretary of State goes, "My baby!"
But you know what? That actually wouldn't be the Secretary of State. I'm thinking more that...
Department of the Interior?
No, what's the name of the person that you get to be the... to field all your questions?
Oh, Stephen.
Oh, Press Secretary.
Press Secretary, yeah. Press Secretary Torbjorn.
He's behind the podium.
Oh, that would be awesome.
So Secretary Torbjorn, I'm trying to understand the tax proposal that Jeff Kaplan has laid out, President Kaplan has laid out, and then he's just like, molten core, and he just shoots a bunch of fucking lava everywhere.
Oh, man.
Press Secretary, how do you respond to the accusations that this administration is not helping to bolster the economy enough? Need more scrap. Are you saying that we need to scrap certain programs? Need more scrap.
Are you saying we need to bring back cash for clunkers? Is that what you're getting at? Or
more scrap. Oh, okay.
President Kaplan, what do you say about the accusation that Russia meddled in the election? Not true. Fake news. By the way,
Res judicata.
Our new Supreme Court nomination, Zarya, is here. I will overturn Roe v. Wade.
Omnics have no place in society.
Oh,
okay,
man.
So that's what you're going with. You're going with... You're going with
I've
pro-life
never had
Zarya.
Beer before.
Well, she's
Only
Russian.
Vodka. Only vodka.
Oh man.
No, I think she would... No, you know what? She would be pro-life. It's like, we must protect the innocent. It makes sense now.
Now, we must protect the weak, I think she probably would say. But if we could go back to an old meme for a moment, I don't know how much we want to go back to old memes, but fuck, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah, no.
John Taffer as president?
They would introduce Zarya as the new Supreme Court nomination, and she would go, I am the Supreme Court leader. And it's like, no, you're actually just going to be on the Supreme Court. No, I am the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
No, Your Honor, you're a Chief Justice, and you're the newest one. You are literally the lowest in this rung, albeit very esteemed, but please.
But anyway, Overwatch, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't play Overwatch, you have no idea what we're talking about, but that's fine.
Yeah. They should be playing Overwatch anyway.
I'm sorry, let me speak to our audience in something they understand. Okay, so Fortnite? Ugh.
Imagine it, but not Fortnite.
Instead of...
Any other game that might be fun to play.
Instead of playing solo or on a team, in Overwatch you're always solo, even if you're on a team. So, yeah.
Oh...
I do want to go back to John Taffer as president, though. Oh, God. Everyone, I don't embrace tax plans. I embrace
tax solutions.
Tax solution.
I don't embrace tax breaks.
Oh man.
Now I'm just picturing, I hate to go back to this, but I'm picturing President Jeff Kaplan and people just constantly asking him how the hunt for Junkrat is going. Sir, he's blown up several buildings just today.
John Taffer should not be president. He should be attorney general. That'd be fun.
Justify that.
Yeah.
By the way, Bismi, I don't think your girlfriend is actually sleeping when she says those things.
No, she's berating me, and I'm pretending I'm sleeping. It's really me who's asleep.
Yeah, so. I think she just lays there with her eyes closed for a little while, and she rolls over and snorts and says, "Wash the dishes more, you fuck." I'm sleep talking. Sorry about that.
My girlfriend talks in her sleep. She's been saying the most horrible things recently. Mm. She says that as Reinhardt, I'm too apt to dive and charge in by myself.
I will say one thing about 15 Hours Creepy Stories Tumblr. I kind of find it refreshing that it starts out with just creepypasta number 1628. I find a strange amount of solace in that, and I don't know why.
Hmm. It's like the SCP organization for creepypastas.
Yeah, sure.
CP1628 is a story about a girlfriend who talks in her sleep.
See, but I think it stems from the problem that going to No Sleep and the Creepypasta Wiki, for example, are no longer fun because I can't unsee the stupid-ass mod behavior and the terrible filter decisions, like we can only have 12 night terror stories. Mm. So every time I go on there, I'm just thinking to myself, there's probably a lot of good stories, or at least interesting stories, that I will never read on here. So, eh.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Yeah. Anyway, we're reading another 15-hour story.
Length medium.
Yeah. I'm infuriated with her.
Nope.
Utterly infuriated.
No!
I wanted to say it, though.
No, it's your turn, Slimey.
Yeah, no, keep going.
Okay, and it wasn't at a healthy level. Far from it. I would think about her every moment she was away. I would sometimes sit on my couch and just stare at my phone waiting for her to text because I was infatuated with her as opposed to infuriated.
Because I was so mad. Fucking infuriated.
Wasn't a healthy level of being furious.
This story should have just been titled, "That Bitch." I was infuriated with her.
Oh.
All right. I'd tell myself, don't contact her. Don't. It will come off as too strong. But then I'd still find myself clicking her name on my contact list before my inner voice would continue. You don't want her to know how desperately smitten you are with her. It's unattractive. It will scare her off. No, you must wait for her to call you this time.
# relatable.
Yeah, good luck getting her to call you. I mean, you're going to die of old age waiting for that.
Okay, so this is a real problem that I had. So, like, Chelsea and I were dating this girl, and, you know, things were going well. And she got real mad at us because we were going through her garbage.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's public property. I don't know what you're getting so mad about.
Right.
It's like, you have no right to do that. That's really weird. Stop eating that banana slice that I threw away. And I'm like, I don't know, like, things were just starting out. I think you're being kind of, like, demanding. I was really infuriated with her.
Now, did you...
As your lawyer, I do have to say that it is private property, so...
It was taken to the curb.
That's property of the city. It's actually private property until it's picked up by the city.
Interesting. So, what you're saying is that Dead Pallet is a criminal on the run from the law.
No. I'm an expert in trash law.
Not law about trash, just trash laws.
Yeah. Now, are you an expert in trash slaw, like cold slaw?
You'd have to be. It's required, curriculum.
Were you dressed in raccoon fursuits, you and Chelsea? Were you carrying switchblades, and were you speaking offensively?
Is your fursuit a raccoon?
If your fursuit is a raccoon, call the law offices of Mustard Mason. Wait,
are we talking about fur and loathing in Las Vegas now?
God damn
it. My God. Oh, that needs to be a thing, though.
Why?
No, that needs to be a thing, though. That's brilliant.
No, that's an episode of CSI.
Is it?
Oh.
About a raccoon fursuiter.
No way.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yes. DP starred in that episode.
He wrote it and starred in it.
It's a episode widely hated by the furry community.
I wonder why.
Because it was the one that got furries painted as like weird sexual deviants.
I think I remember a line from that when the police are walking through the hallway and one of them says, "This furry convention is more crazy than Furcadia with the expansion pack." You know?
See, that's why NTSF SDSUV was an amazing show, because it just had an episode devoted to making fun of Comic-Con, and it showed it at Comic-Con, and all of Comic-Con loved it.
Hmm. Well, I mean, to be fair, the people at Comic-Con aren't really, you know, comic fans, so...
True.
Okay, I know we're trying to redeem ourselves from this last episode, trying to get back on track, but I have to talk about the SVU episode that just came out about incels, because it's fucking hilarious.
Oh, man.
Is that what that show has just become? Just like on the internet for like controversial niche communities and making fun of them?
Well, I mean...
Understanding anything about it.
Great.
A group of incels in ski masks broke into her apartment. I would assume that's what happened.
Dude, I shit you not.
We found red pills everywhere.
Red pills everywhere. No, this lady was just like, he kept calling me Stacy. That's not my name. I shit you not. That was really what happened.
That's not my name.
That's my name.
That's awesome.
Oh, man.
But it was excruciating and exhausting, almost unbearable. I once heard...
Like CSI episodes.
Yes.
I could just picture an episode of a crime show coming up where they, like, you know, find this letter written in blood, and it's like, the girl at the scene left this note, and it says, I never miss, huh? What does that mean?
What does that mean? For real, what does that mean? Because it doesn't make any sense.
I guess they never miss, huh?
Yeah. Almost unbearable. I once heard that the ancient Greeks believed in that falling madly and irrationally in love with someone was a curse that you would wish upon your enemies. I could never understand what they meant. After all, isn't falling head over heels in love the ultimate goal nowadays? But now that it's happening to me, I have to say the ancient Greeks were right. This is a curse. I was barely in control of myself, almost as though my infuriation with her had possessed me.
Now, there is a missed opportunity here to actually detail which, like, Greek myth that's from. Mm. Like, what tale? Or Aesop's fable, maybe, or something? Because I don't doubt that that's true, but it would have been nice to be able to tie that to a name. Mm-hmm.
I think it's from the ancient teachings of Incelius.
That sounds more Roman, but sure.
But here's the thing. I while we were talking about that, or while you were reading that, I was just thinking, I kind of am sad that Creepypasta never got its episode.
Oh. Yeah, where was the Wisconsin stabbing episode that was super tasteless? I'm surprised that's not a thing.
Yeah. That's...
I mean, we got the tasteless Wisconsin stabbing documentary.
Right.
That was awful.
Yeah.
The kids are calling it Creepypasta. We got an officer on the force who's really into it. Yeah, I really am into Clockwork and Tiki Toby. I ship them, man.
No, that's you need that scene every time of Ice-T going, they're calling it Creepypasta.
Or Spooky Spaghetti or some shit.
Oh, man.
They say that if you stab enough kids, you're going to get to go to Slender Mansion. Some sort of mansion with monsters.
No, what would they do? They would have to change the names, of course, because they have to be so stupid, you know, in doing that. So they would. What would it be? It would be like the Skinny Marink or something?
Sure.
The Skinny something? The Thin... Mr. Thin?
Thin Suit.
Thin Suit?
Some tall white guy stabbing kids? Doesn't surprise me.
All right, I want you to get out there and check every big and tall store.
Toby the Killer.
The two of us were sexually active together, but still in the dating phase. Oh. We were at that make or break era of a blossoming relationship where we'd either have the talk about sex that we've been having and formally be in a relationship, or we'd start to slowly drift apart.
Eventually, I'd have to have the talk with her and explain exactly what I was doing to her. Well, you see, when a man and a woman
casually date each other, the latter of which I don't think I'd be able to cope with. Honestly, I wouldn't be able to. Almost everything about her captivated me. The way she held her hand over my mouth when she laughed. When she laughed?
You read it.
Wait a minute.
Her mouth.
Way...
Wow, motherfucker.
She would suffocate me and laugh. It was so endearing. She really would guffaw when she put the pillow over my face.
I'm going to be perfectly honest, everybody. It's been a really rough Monday for me at work, and I am not with it.
You're not with it, so you're with it.
I am not with it. It's restraining order. Oh, God. Okay. The way she held her hand over her mouth when she laughed. How she'd caress the pendant of her necklace when she was frightened. How she'd twirl her hair in her finger when she was excited. All of it. Her smell, her smile, her eyes.
Please describe her smell. Please describe her smile. Please describe her eyes. Describe.
She smelled like a smile, and her smile looked like eyes. What?
She smelled like the pendant.
Oh, man.
They call him Eyeless Palestine.
Oh, man. She looks so sad in photographs, but I absolutely smell her when she smiles. Yeah, I know. It probably makes you sick reading about it. I feel the same way. I was never the hopeless romantic type. But now I can't stop fantasizing about her. But now. So a bit of a tense shift, but that's fine. I'd think about us doing the long 3-hour hike up to that magnificent view from one of our first dates, to that first kiss as we overlooked the lights of the city. But this time I'd get down on one knee, bring out the ring.
Gotta be down, cause I'm...
It started out with a ring. Why did it start like that? That doesn't make sense. Bring out the ring and, well, you know what would happen next. You'd start boxing in the ring.
This is weird. Like, it's like, yeah, we were banging, but then I brought out the ring and, well, I don't have to spell it out for you.
We stopped
After
banging.
A few months of furiously banging, I just deeply fell in love with her. I guess that's what's happening.
The way she'd cover her mouth and laugh whenever I asked for oral sex.
No.
All right, fine. I'll stop. Yes, this girl, this is a girl I'd only been casually dating for a couple of months. I should have been thinking about proposing, yet after a couple of months?
Are you in high school?
Is this person fucking, like... some weird
woman? Yes. He's fucking some weird woman, yes.
Well, I guess we don't know the gender of our writer.
That's true.
We don't.
They are now officially lesbians in my head. I know that.
Mercy and Farrah, okay.
I'm just barely able to control myself any longer. I feel as though I'm losing power over the decisions I make.
Sounds like she's in Omega in Heat.
Oh, god damn it.
What?
I'm going to read this like a Blink-182 song. And that brings me to why I'm here writing this out at the moment. It started with the first real thing that troubled me about her.
Started out with the first real thing that troubled me about her. I was doing just fine, and then I was troubled.
It started out with a thing.
How did it end up like that? We'd never actually spent a night together, no matter how late she was over. Once either of us showed signs of being tighter, she's a werewolf.
Being what?
Tired, she'd...
being tighter?
I'm tired. She wouldn't leave awkwardly.
There's an Omega in heat in the closet. Let her out so she can heat.
Oh.
She wouldn't leave awkwardly or in anger. Just a casual kiss goodnight, a smile, and a call me soon. Okay.
We just fucked, and this is crazy. But here's a smile. Call me, maybe.
That's a more accurate version of the song.
I think that this person doesn't have a good grasp on how relationships progress.
It would make sense if maybe she was older than our protag, and this person doesn't realize that the person they're with kind of just, you know, is just looking for a fuck buddy, essentially.
Right.
Yeah, that's the kind of story that I think this is going for, is that she is just, like, trying to have fun, and this person is weird and obsessive and everything, which is very relatable. I mean,
sure.
There's nothing weird about that.
That happens all the time.
All the time. This is just bizarre, though. It's like 2 months, and then you're, you know.
That really is something a high schooler would do, which we don't know our protag's age either, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe he's a high schooler, she's a teacher, I don't know.
We don't know her name.
We don't know a lot. We just know
there's a lot we don't know.
Yeah, the protag's obsessed and they're banging. That's really all we know.
Yeah,
we're like five paragraphs in?
Yeah. He was a boy, she was a girl. Can I make it any more obvious?
So yes.
This is me
God
now,
damn
right?
It. God damn it. Yeah. Yep.
It was something I didn't really even notice the first few times she did it. But after almost 8 weeks of dating, it was becoming strange. I'd have to ask her about it.
It took drinking almost an entire bottle of wine before I had enough courage to do it. She looked almost defeated when I asked and lowered her eyes in embarrassment. I knew this talk would come eventually, she started. She took in a deep breath with a long, drawn-out exhale. Recently, she paused again, I've been starting to talk in my sleep. She shook her head in embarrassment. It's called somniloquy?
Yeah.
I looked it up.
You could say somniloquy, but not infatuated. What the fuck?
I just misread it, and I rolled with it.
Yeah.
So, I'm beginning to see through the lines here. This is a story that DP wrote when he was young, and just didn't want to admit it.
There you go.
Yeah.
No, this has very little...
Drank an entire bottle of wine before doing something.
No, this has not nearly enough full penetration to be.
Well, we haven't got to that point yet. Give it time. I shrugged and laughed out loud. My demeanor seemed to say, "That's it."
No, Steven. Now listen.
Steven is a weird lady. It is a weird name for a lady.
Yeah.
It's 2018. It's current year.
Stephanie,
yeah.
No, Stephanie, listen, she said. She wasn't laughing. Don't ruin this for me. It's bad. It's completely out of my control. It's not just random words or gibberish, no. It's horrible. A teleprompter appears in the bedroom. I start reading from it. I got no idea what I'm saying. I say horrible, disgusting things. She was starting to raise her voice, breath heavy, and tear up. And angry.
And palm sweaty.
She was starting to raise her voice, breathe heavy, and tear up. See, I misread that as breath heavy, but yeah.
I approached her and held her and told her it couldn't be that bad. I told her to spend the night. I told her she was probably exaggerating.
I was wrong.
That night, she rolled back and forth in bed. The remake is better than the original film, she said. I didn't know what movie she meant, but she was out.
The new Star Wars is not as good as the original.
Wait a minute. That night, she stayed at my house, but she warned me of something before falling asleep. Whatever you do, don't wake me up. It makes me really scared and disoriented if that happens. And don't respond to me. Just ignore it. I nodded and agreed. If it becomes too much, she continued, just leave the room and sleep on the couch. I won't mind. He might mind.
Yes, like, if it gets to be too much, get the fuck off your own bed and go sleep on the couch.
Right?
That reminds me of this. When I was a kid, this other kid came over to play Sega Genesis. And
any gamers in the audience?
Any gamers out there in the society we live in? But yeah, pro gamers, you might remember this. Maybe this has happened to you. Kid came over, broke the Sega Genesis. Right? I freaked out. I was like, oh my god, it's broken. So he goes, well, we don't have to play Sega. We could do something else. I'm like, even as a kid, I was like, fuck you, you're dead to me.
Yeah. You broke my Genesis.
We don't have to play that. We could just do something else. Come on.
What did he do to break it, out of curiosity?
And that was the genesis of my discontent.
Yes, that was the genesis of my genocide.
I looked at his name in my phone and infuriated.
God damn it. But yeah, he put the controller in wrong and bent the pins inside, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
Fucking idiot. That's a dumb kid.
Yeah.
I told her not to worry about it. I told her that it wouldn't be a big deal. If things got too bad, I would just put my hand over her mouth.
And laugh.
God damn it. I told her I wouldn't leave to the couch. I'd stay beside her in the bed.
I wouldn't leave to the couch. Yeah, that's kind of weird writing.
I would not leave to the couch. Do not worry.
Oh, I'm glad I get to reprise this. But I was wrong.
I couldn't even last one night since you looked at me, dropped your arms to the side, and said you're sorry. Okay.
No, that's what they're trying to establish, is that they haven't... They've been banging, and she's been leaving before she falls asleep.
Mm. I was joking, but okay.
Oh, okay. I didn't sound like it. I'm like, what?
I didn't even hear what you said because I was rudely talking over you. I know how to be respectful.
Whose turn is it?
Yours.
We both fell asleep without incident. I don't know how many hours passed, but I woke up in the dark with the sensation that someone was watching me. And then I remembered it. She was with me. She was actually spending the night with me. I smiled.
Aww.
I put words there that weren't there, but fuck it.
That's all right.
That's charming. I like that. But then I noticed the shadowy outline of her sitting up on the bed. She was looking down at me, staring.
It creeped me out. I'll admit it. She was blue and had long arms and no legs and only a skull face. Oh, no, wait. Her posture was entirely different. It was as though it wasn't even her at all. It was somebody else.
Oh, no.
Now listen. This is my turn.
Yeah.
Then she spoke.
It wasn't her voice that I heard. It was much lower and gravelly.
Ugh.
Like something out of a horror movie. Jesus. I just read this.
Skin from your bones.
Bubba shits.
How you guys doing?
How did you get here?
Oh, slid in on a skid mark of shit. No, aren't you glad you asked?
Do you like possessing our significant others and then trying to sell us, you know, on your restaurant?
Yeah.
Bubba Shits, we've noticed recently you've said some rather inflammatory things about I'm trying to think of.
Well, you're gonna have to remind me. I said a lot of offensive things about a lot of people.
About South Koreans, you said some very inflammatory things about how their food is made of plastic.
They're also made
of plastic.
What I said is that they ain't no Southerners that I know. Cook like that. You gotta put a bunch of meat in there, stir it around. Yeah. Oh, it's good. Yeah. You can't just eat that. What do they call it? What do they call it? Chinese food? Is that what they eat over there? Like lo mein and sushi? Is that right? I don't know.
So we've also recently there's been allegations about your what's the proper term here? Bubba Shit's Slophouse Ultimate Loaf, containing mad cow disease.
And lots of E. coli. Amounts of E. coli.
If it ain't got a little bit of everything in it, it ain't no ultimate loaf, now is it?
I can't argue with your marketing acumen.
Yeah, well, I don't know what the hell that means, but you fancy la-di-da lawyers always know what she's talking about. Yeah.
Would you mind rereading that line just so we can get a clear take of it?
Oh, fuck you.
I froze.
At first, I just kept looking at her. This was not at all what I expected. I thought it would be more like the way Tourette's is often portrayed. Just random swearing and shouting. I honestly thought to myself, what will I do if she attacks me right now? What if she really does try to chew the skin from my bones? Like some type of skin taker or something.
But then she just lied down and went back to sleep.
Story over. We're good.
The end.
We're done.
Yeah, I mean, up till this point, it's like, yeah. I mean, Sometimes shit like this happens.
I was creeped out. I tried to lie back down and ignore it, ignore her, but struggled.
And angry.
And angry. I couldn't even close my eyes without thinking, maybe she's sitting up again and staring at me. And then one time I rolled over to look at her, and she was.
Ooh. Oh my God.
What are the odds this is Wendy from the fast food chain Wendy's? When she's tweeting, she's actually tweeting while she's asleep.
Oh,
saying
God.
All horrible things.
Tweet. Some tweeting. Some tweet.
Yeah.
Somniloquy.
Yeah.
Her face was pressed right towards mine. Her breath was foul and rotted. Something that was most certainly not normal for her. She spoke again in the same voice as before.
Now, it's interesting because I've both taken somniloquy for my crippling, you know, diseases, and I've also I also knew a girl named Somniloquy, so very, very interesting.
Whose turn is it?
It's mine. It's Slime Beast.
This is the same voice as before, but gosh darn it, I think Bubba has left the building.
Too bad.
If you don't move to the couch, you better get out there and move that couch. It's bad feng shui. If you don't move to the couch, you'll be dead by morning.
Hmm. That did it for me. I jizzed instantly. That did it for me. I sat up in a moment and angry and headed to the living room.
She made some sort of wheezing sounds as I left. I think it was supposed to be laughter.
I was lying on the couch, but I wasn't going to be able to fall back asleep, or to sleep. I was far too shaken, not stirred.
I was staring out towards the window, hoping to see the first few hints of the sun rising.
Life was unfair. Life was unfair, so I stared at the stain on the wall.
And then I thought I heard something from the bedroom.
I listened.
And then I heard it again.
Steven. It was that same low and gravelly voice. It sounded like a witch. Oh, sorry. Steven!
I tried to just ignore it at first, but then it continued.
Steven.
Is this an alternate theory about Steve and Alex from Minecraft?
That would make this more fun. Still, I said nothing.
I know you can hear me, Steven. You're awake now. Why don't you come back into the bedroom?
You just told me to move the couch, bitch.
Is it turning into Skeletor?
I know you can hear me, He-Man. Come back to the bedroom.
Oh.
Gnaw the flesh from my bone, He-Man.
You're not going to get to bone.
Beast-Man is sleeping at the foot of the bed, He-Man.
The voice barely sounded human. It sounded almost as if it was coming from some sort of sentient skeleton.
You know what? I'm going to call up Man-at-Arms. At least he'll come to bed with me.
Yes.
Or maybe
Evil-Lyn, get out of here! Nobody likes you! Ew!
I'm going over to the Lion-O universe.
I'm going to become a furry, He-Man! You can't stop me!
Or maybe you'd prefer if I come to you.
Oh. I still didn't say anything. I was told not to. But I listened. If I heard her start walking toward the bedroom door, I'm not even joking, I would have run right out of the apartment. But she had asked me not to respond to her sleep-talking, so I didn't. Furry
cool.
Skeletor, what the fuck? Is his fursuit a skeleton of an animal, or...?
Yes, it's an exoskeleton.
This is making less sense.
This is making you horny? What? Really?
Two layers of bones. And then I heard her once more.
Sorry if this spoils your plans, she began
He-Man.
Laughing.
Fucking hell.
She began laughing.
The two of you are supposed to walk that trail again, she started. I wasn't even remotely prepared for what she'd say next. This story is half fucking foreshadowing.
Hmm.
Like, goddamn.
This story is like five shadowing right now.
Yeah.
You're like foreshadowing, am I right?
Oh.
More like snore-shadowing.
Because sleeping.
You'd both be so tired when you reached the top. You'd look over the city, He-Man. Then you'd get on one knee and bring out the sword. I mean, ring.
She began laughing.
Did somebody watch The Exorcist and then was like, I could do that.
I could rotate my head. Oh. Dead.
I think someone saw what you could do if you go out and tweet while on Ambien and was like, I can write a story about that.
Hmm. Or they played the first portion of Resident Evil 7 and was like, oh, girlfriend who changes personalities. I can do that.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of this. It's very half-baked.
It's not a bad... I feel like I say this every time. It's not a bad story. It's just...
No.
Eh, you know, like, kind of going along for the ride.
Again,
it could save itself with a good twist, you know?
Well, again, like, decent premise, milquetoast execution.
Yeah.
Millhouse execution. I think I downloaded that video.
That's my indie rock band.
This is coming up very Millhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. I don't see any ISIS here. No, ISIS. ISIS, Millhouse.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Millhouse would not survive long if captured by Muslims, Muslim extremists.
As if that's specific to Millhouse.
Well, I'm just saying that the fact that he's kind of Jewy is not going to help.
Oh God!
My God damn it! I knew the second God. You said all I'm saying. Motherfucker!
Oh my God!
We've come full circle, and that's a very bad thing.
Oy vey, that's when I realized this wasn't just a problem with sleep talking.
It's a problem with this whole podcast.
DP, are you sleep talking right now? Because if you are, that may get you out of some hot water.
I've had half a bottle of wine and counting 7 Ambien. It was something much more, something supernatural. I had never told anybody about my proposal fantasy. There was simply no way she could have known about any of it.
Unless he talks in his sleep, too. That's the twist.
Oh, that's the twist!
Oh,
yeah.
God!
Ooh.
This was no longer about merely talking in one's sleep. This was about the economy. I mean, possession. I can't go back into the bedroom. I have no idea what would happen if I did. Instead, I'm going to wait it out, holding up in my living room until the sun rises. I'm going to build a pillow fort. Aww. I have a couple more hours yet. I can hear her laughing occasionally in the bedroom. It's still not her voice. Still that same low-pitched cackle.
But as I sit on my couch, writing this out, like every creepypasta that ends with the character writing something out while they wait for the shoe to drop, here's what scares me the most. Ronald McDonald is turning his head toward me.
Maybe. My infuriation and utter obsession with her wasn't normal. I said before that I felt like I was losing control of myself. I felt like my arms were heavy and my palms were weak and my arms were spaghetti.
The palms were weak?
More so, I believed than typically falling in love story. More so, I believe than the typical falling in love story. No. I fear that the infuriation I felt was the entity slowly taking control of me. Absolute infuriation, all that I see.
God damn it.
Of it controlling my thoughts, fears, ambitions, and anxieties. Maybe once I become completely absorbed, a transfer would occur, and she would be free of it.
I remember a story like this. Now, I'm not saying that it's borrowing from that or anything, but I do remember a story where I think it was a guy in a school who saw, like, a ghost girl. And then it, you know, at the end of it was like, you know, she came back to being real and he was the ghost, you know, that everybody forgot existed. And it was like a transfer kind of thing like that. It's completely unrelated, I'm sure, but it just brings up the fact that, you know, yeah, I've heard that before.
Okay. I know I should leave. Should I leave or should I leave? That I should open the front door, get in my car, and drive away from here. Now kick her ass out. This is your house.
Yeah.
But I can't. I can't leave her. I've already lost control. Then how are you writing?
I'm infatuated with her.
I think you misread that.
Utterly infuriated.
God fucking damn it.
Are you utterly infuriated, Slime Beast?
Okay, but that would make sense, because she's like, go sleep on your couch, and I'm going to keep you up all night. I'd be pissed off, too.
What if...
We're up all night to do nothing.
So...
We're up all night to get nothing.
Credits to Ryan Matthews, _.
So, I think that this woman has been possessed by a specific demon... by the name of Teziel, and I think that it's the demon of mixed messages, you know? Go sleep on the couch, why don't you come back in here, I'll come out to you, you know? She's just gonna fuck with him the entire time, that's the whole thing.
I choose to believe that it's actually the spirit of Barack Obama, who's just making fun of him. I know that proposal fantasy you got, it's weak shit.
I'll tell you what, I have a proposal. If you like your girlfriend... You can keep your girlfriend.
You can move the couch.
Yeah. I know I've said this before, but you can reach in the couch and you can hope for change.
Yeah. God damn it.
I prefer the idea of Obama trying to endorse Hillary Clinton to run for president, and then she starts doing this. It's like, why don't you Pokemon go to the polls, Obama? You know what?
No, I'm just trying to help you.
Now, stop listening, because it's not doing her any favors.
It's what?
It's not doing her any favors.
Oh, I see.
Favors.
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 For favor.
Clefairy.
This story... I should say
that the story has a rating of 9 out of 10 horseshoes on the site.
Oh, wow.
I think, again, the issue is that this just doesn't have a realistic pacing of how relationships work. And...
Well, I mean, that sort of is explained, you know, by the supernatural element.
It's not a problem that we're kind of dropped in medias res of, hey, we've been dating for a while and it's just kind of been sex, but I'm really, like, she could be the one. People do fall into that. That's not an uncommon thing. That I don't really have a problem with.
But I don't know. I think the way that it's phrased is too immature for someone who is actually dated. Or it's not, there's something off about it in terms of, like,
yeah.
You know, the way that they're talking about kissing, it seems too young.
Well, we're also lacking a lot of contextual details. How old are they? How did they meet? Yeah, what are their lives like? How do they interact? Like, you have to kind of build this character's backstory around this relationship, and that never happened. It's just, I'm really in love with this girl, and then she got possessed, and I can't sleep. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a half start of a story.
Wow. I mean, I'm looking at, I clicked through to Ryan Matthews, this is his profile on Reddit, and I see, this could just be total chance, but I see multiple stories about possession, so maybe he's just into that, you know? I can't...
Is this a fetish story?
Oh, God. This has 15,400 upvotes on No Sleep.
I mean, it could be total chance that the things I'm seeing have to do with, you know, people not being themselves and different stuff like that, but...
Is there any story that just doesn't come from No Sleep these days? Motherfucker.
No. No sleep.
No.
Wow. This. 15.4K.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, I mean, it's got... It, you know, isn't written poorly. It's just, you know, just kind of mad.
I like the top comment. You should have talked back in a creepier voice. I'll cook you alive and use your bones for my soup.
That's what I was wondering, you know, what if there's not a transfer? What if he just gets his own sleep demon and then the two of them sit up all night talking? Mm. I like to boil bones. I like to chew them. Yeah, it's good too, yeah.
Want to go out on a date sometime?
No!
Want to make out?
What was that cartoon from MTV from the 90s about like the people who had like weird monsters in their heads?
That was Pixar, and it was Inside Out.
Weird monsters in their heads?
Anybody else remember this?
No.
MTV show about people who had weird monsters in their heads.
Was this in the 90s?
Yes.
Okay, so 90s kids will remember?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a 90s kid, and I'm failing to remember.
Well,
did I manufacture this memory?
Probably.
I mean, MTV did have a very short period of pretty decent cartoons. Clone High came out of that.
I think DP is experiencing the Manuela effect. Right?
Yep.
God damn it, you're not going to disagree with me so I can tell you that the name has always been Manuela? Fuck you.
No. I'm falling for that.
All right, well.
No, we are in the Manuela-verse.
Yeah.
Actually, I kind of love these comments because none of them are taking this story seriously, but it somehow is 15,000 upvotes.
On No Sleep, where you're not allowed to not take it seriously.
Yeah. No Sleep just rewards mediocrity.
Nah, man. Go over to her, grab her firmly, and head put that shit right out of her.
Head butter?
Yeah, that's what this comment says.
Nice.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I mean, that's not totally unusual for somebody to just sleep talk and say insane shit anyway, so I mean...
Or just like... shoot up in bed, like when you're having a weird fucked up dream. Fucking happens.
Abysme, do you shoot up in bed?
I do.
Oh my god.
It's a problem. I like to yell that I'm about to use my gun legally when I do it.
Man, Paprika talking in her sleep, Abysme threatening her with a gun. What is this?
You better get to the couch right now.
You better get to that couch and move it to the kitchen.
Yeah. You want to come back to the bedroom now?
This has been the Fear Fiction Podcast. Your hosts are Abysme, Dead Pallet, and Slime Beast. Music by Abysme. Art by C.F. Comer. Voiceover by Atticus Jackson. Edited by Elias the Intern. Subscribe to FearFic on YouTube to stay up to date on new episodes.
Jacob Misselbaum was your average run-of-the-mill Hyundai dealer living the bachelor lifestyle. But his dating game wasn't up to snuff.
Wait, you still play video game?
Axe body spray. I want to date a man, not a skater boy. You drive a Hyundai? I only date men who drive American.
After a series of unsuccessful dates with women on traditional dating apps.
Bye-bye. I don't need to hear about your podcast. Call me when you get a partnered Twitch account.
Jacob found an arcane dating app only meant for succubi and demon hunters. So he's about to swipe right on the big-tittied goth girlfriend of his dreams.
Oh my, this is embarrassing. My tits are so big. My name's Medallion Bosom Curse. You can just call me Mel.
Now he's sternum deep in vitamin D deficient goth boobies.
Clear off all your Warhammer 40k officially licensed figurines. I want you to bork my honkers right on the gaming table with all your tyrannids watching us.
But things are about to get crazy when he tries to sleep in the same room with her.
Night, babe. I can't wait to wake you up with morning head like in episode 205 of the hentai Konohana Batsudoken.
Because as it turns out,
Ghostbusters 2016 is honestly better than the original film.
She sleep talks terrible opinions.
Fallout 76's emergent gameplay and perk system rivals Eve's Online.
So will Jacob be able to stick it out?
Or House of Fun redefined the mecha genre more than Evangelion did.
To keep sniffing that sweet, sweet underboob sweat?
Chocolate chip cookies are overrated.
Rob Schneider is dating.
Check out my limited edition Frisch's Big Boy Funko Pop.
Crazy sleep-talking big-tittied goth girlfriend. Rated PG.
Hey, did you enjoy that? Mm-hmm. Well, today we're going to be plugging fearfiction.com, please.
Fearfic.com. Don't type in fearfiction.com, because no, I don't know if that exists.
That goes to a porn site full of viruses.
And so will our site, but mm-hmm. still. But please do subscribe to the Fear Fiction podcast. It does help us out. Leaving likes help. leaving comments, even if they're just dumb memes. We do appreciate that. And not just algorithm wise, it's funny to go back and read those comments. I said recently that it's really nice because we get to do this twice. We get to experience recording this at the time, and then we also get to listen back to it with all your comments and critiques and criticisms and everything. And it's really nice because it lets us relive these fun times that we have recording these episodes. So please do subscribe, comment, and all of that shit.
And if you want to take the conversation outside of the comment section, go head to the Discord, the Too Spooky Discord, where we have a specific subroom for Fearfic to discuss the episodes and all that fun stuff.
And that's TOOSpooky.com.